In fact, lesson definitely learned for pre-batching episodes, having some episodes ready to go and fire off in case of scheduling difficulties. In fact, it's amazing that we made it as far as we did into our daily recording into the year as we were able to. Anyway, tonight, very short and sweet daily digest episode. Just wanted to bring a few updates to you AI marketing navigators. The first one is on a tool that we have already covered once before, and that is Convergence AI's Proxy Web Agent. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI. Okay, navigators, we are going without a script tonight, completely off the top, so apologies as I stumble through this and if I stumble through this, and if I take off on any random tangents that are longer than usual or more unfocused than usual. But we're crunched for time tonight and crunched for time in general with our scheduling the last few days. In fact, lesson definitely learned for pre-batching episodes, having some episodes ready to go and fire off in case of scheduling difficulties. In fact, it's amazing that we made it as far as we did into our daily recording into the year as we were able to. Anyway, tonight, very short and sweet daily digest episode. Just wanted to bring a few updates to you AI marketing navigators. The first one is on a tool that we have already covered once before, and that is Convergence AI's Proxy Web Agent. And they actually introduced a new feature called the Template Hub. And they actually had a few of these templates or these pre-built agents. And I'll just go ahead and share my screen for anybody who is watching along on video. You can track along with us here as we go through these announcements. The first one again was from Convergence. You're looking at the Convergence X thread or the post announcing the Template Hub. And I'll just go ahead and read for you from the post here. It says, this is the first step in offloading global work done by humans to agents. Template Hub is a centralized repository filled with workflow-specific agents or templates that can be deployed in one click. So again, we have covered the proxy tool before. Check out our original video on how that tool works just to get an idea of what it looks like. But there are a ton of new use cases now in the Template Hub here. We are now looking at that Template Hub. If you're, again, watching along on video, you can see here that they have a bunch of Convergence templates. They have some featured templates that are hand-picked community gems selected by the Convergence team, and then popular templates that are selected by the community. So just another reason to check out Convergence.ai, their proxy web agent for their template hub. Now let's move on to our next announcement. And this is coming from a few days ago as well. This is coming from one of our favorite tools on the AI Marketing Navigator. That is HeyGen, the AI avatar generator or studio. And they announced a new feature called UGC ads. So if you are a digital marketer or if you are finding yourself here on the AI Marketing Navigator, it's likely no surprise to you that user-generated content and specifically ads that utilize user-generated content are performing extremely well. And that is likely not to change in the near future. In fact, two of the brands that HeyGen mentions in this post that we're looking at right now are Glossier and AG1. And they say that their secret weapon for hypergrowth is these UGC ads. I'll continue to read from the post here. Again, it says, after months working with top performance marketers, now creating UGC ads is easier than ever using HeyGen. So they have a specific group of avatars now within the tool that are user-generated content style avatars. So you can select these UGC style avatars and build your ads with them directly. There are a few different ways you can do this within the tool. We are looking at the HeyGen home screen right now, or at least the application dashboard. You can do this right here from Create UGC Ads. You can go to Avatars, and you can create one, and there's a UGC style or a UGC category in public avatars here as well. And as you can see, they're just styled like your average UGC looking ad would be, a very personal, very relatively informal looking ad or headshot of a user, a personalized video. So these are where you're gonna find the UGC styled avatars in HeyGen. Definitely something worth checking out if you are one of the navigators who are using HeyGen, or more importantly, if you are working in a department or on a team that has been utilizing user-generated content, specifically video ads, and finding success. That just got a whole lot easier and a whole lot more affordable. Okay, and then last but not least for our very short and sweet, again, Daily Digest episode here tonight is a fun bit of news, fun for some, I would say anyway, about the new debate that's erupting, and it's not new at all, actually, but the re-eruption of the debate around AI and creative writing. So we've talked a lot about AI's ability to be creative on the AI Marketing Navigator before. I remember in particular an episode we did where AI was actually beating out human poetry writers in some anonymous surveys and when people were asked to rank poetry writing. Anyway, much in that vein, Sam Altman recently announced, and I'll read the post here, we trained a new model that is good at creative writing. Not sure yet how or when it will get released. This is the first time I have been really struck by something written by AI. It got the vibe of metafiction so right. So I will link to that post as well in the show notes for tonight's episode, where you can see the entire response to his prompt, where he asked the model to please write a metafictional literary short story. Now, as AI marketing navigators, or as marketers who are likely doing some copywriting and likely using AI in the generation, if not at least the inspiration of that copy, then an AI model that's specifically trained on creative writing should definitely be of interest to all of us, and it will be definitely worthy of our continued attention. But in the short term, it has absolutely erupted that entire debate about AI and art and whether AI can create art. I think that is probably a debate that goes a little bit outside the realms of our humble marketing podcast here on the AI Marketing Navigator. I think more importantly, if the copy that this new model writes actually converts and is actually effective, I don't think the majority of the marketers out there are going to care whether or not the world as a whole views the writing as art or not. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you so much for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.